Welcome to the Nail Room. I'm Sarah. Grab a cuppa, stick your feet up. Let's have a chat. Good morning. Good morning. Right, I apologise now if you hear anything that sounds like this. Because I'm in my great big padded jacket sat in my little garden studio. It's peeing down with rain. It's bloody miserable. Apologies, my sincerest, humblest apologies for missing last week's podcast. I've just had such an intense sort of, well, 10 days really. It's not an excuse. It is an excuse, actually. I'm using it as an excuse. But I was so exhausted, I just didn't know my ass from my elbow. And every day I was like, I'll sort the podcast out today, and something would happen and it wouldn't get done. I'm even a bit late with it this week. So basically, we took our daughter to university in Plymouth, spent a couple of days down there. She was really struggling initially with this, the psychological side of leaving, because we're a really close family. Done all that. Came back. It's a long way from us as well. And then we had to take our other daughter up. It was like a 6-hour round trip to go and stay with her girlfriend for a couple of days for a birthday treat for her girlfriend. And then the following day we had to take Oliver to the hospital, which is not our local hospital. He's under a specialist in Oxfordshire. So we had to travel to Oxfordshire and take him to see a specialist. And then on top of that, I was teaching. I was doing the Swarovski course. I had a really, really busy week at work. And I literally, my brain just caved in. I was so exhausted. I just kind of burnt out because I had 10 days of like, busy, 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 busy. And I'm constantly, a lot of you that know me know that I have like arthritis. So I was constantly battling pain. I had 12 days of headache. Don't know why. No idea why. A 12-day headache. It was ridiculous. It wasn't migraine enough for me to go to bed, but it was where I started getting the sweats and feeling nauseous while I was at work and stuff because of the pain. So it was pretty bad. It's gone now, thank goodness. And I was just absolutely exhausted. And then this week we had some pretty sort of shocking news. My sister, she's my half sister, so she's from my dad's first marriage. There is a big age gap between us. She's 54. It's her birthday today. She passed away this week, just unexpectedly, out of the blue. And it just kind of like, whoa, there for a couple of days, just knocked me off my perch. And it was a bit strange. It was Tuesday morning she passed away. And it's weird, isn't it? Because when you work for yourself, life doesn't stop. And like I had to go to work on the Wednesday. And I remember packing my bag the Tuesday night after a really emotional day. And I thought I'd got everything organised. And I got to work Wednesday and I didn't even have my diary. Like, and I was missing items that I needed for the day. And it was just shit. It was just like, what am I doing here? I shouldn't even be here. But when you're booked up weeks in advance, you can't even move people around. So I don't have the flexibility because other people rent that space as well. So yeah, it was kind of like intense. I'm just going to take a glug of coffee. That is needed because I am cold. So it's been intense and I've been a bit up and down, but I'm here now. I'm back. And this is very interesting, this week's topic. God, I can't even remember who asked me to do this topic. Let me go and have a look. Hang on. Right, so this week's question was from NailedIt14 on Instagram. It says, bit of a hit or miss one probably, but what does it actually mean to be a brand ambassador? Do you have to agree to do certain posts or designs? What does the brand get out of it? What do you get out of it? Just what is it? Okay. Oh, mate, you've opened a can of worms here. Right. Where do I start? What I did was I put a post out asking people, what is a brand ambassador? What do you get out of it? What does the brand get out of it? And people thought I didn't know. It was quite funny. I had lots of messages. A lot of people wanted to remain anonymous because they've had maybe deal breakers or deals with companies, and that's fine. That's respectful, I get that. And I had lots of opinions. So I've generalised it because they were mostly the same. So from people who have been brand ambassadors for certain companies, it's funny because they came back to me and were like, I'm going to swear. So on the question where I said, like, what do you get out of it and what's it all about? It was like, fucking hard work for fuck all. So that was an opinion from a couple of people. And I'm not going to name names or anything like that because it's not fair. I've been a brand ambassador, an affiliate, same thing really, for different companies. And you can see, the thing is, right, it's multi-layered with ambassadors roles and affiliate roles. Then you've got influencer roles, paid partnership roles. So you need to kind of understand, and you do have a legal obligation now as well, and that needs to be spoken about because a lot of people don't kind of stick to it and it's naughty. Basically, I'll go from ambassador down. So generally the role of an ambassador is to showcase products from the brand and encourage purchasing, or just not encourage purchasing because that's the wrong way to do it, although some people do. I've got quite a lot of views on ambassador roles, actually. It might be a bit opinionated, it might offend people, but never mind, I can't be everyone's cup of tea. So the role of an ambassador is a brand will approach you, they like your style of work, or maybe they like your number of following or interactions, or maybe they just feel that you as a person are good at portraying a message, bringing the message to the people. Because you can be good at your work, but if you're not very good at speaking to people or portraying the brand's message, then it might not be for them. It might not be what they choose. A brand will approach you and ask if you want to be an ambassador. Now, it has changed considerably over the last 12 months even. So I've been in ambassador roles where a company will pop up and go, hey, do you want a discount code? Do you want to be an ambassador? Yeah. And you're like, okay, do I need to do anything? No, don't worry about it. Just pick some stuff. We'll send you some stuff. You can have some stuff. Just like do some designs. It's cool. Okay. And we'll give you a discount code. And that's that. You don't make any money off the discount code. They give you a discount code. That to me is more of an influencer role, right? So for example, Madame Glam will say to me, we've got a new collection, would you like to have some of our new collection, and would you possibly swatch it for us and give us your opinion on your social media platform? I say, if I want to, I say yes. If I don't want to, if I'm busy, I'll say thank you very much, but not at the moment. I'm not tied in to do anything. I don't have to say it's good. I don't have to say I like it. I just highlight the pros and cons and go from there. I don't earn any money from it. It's just straight up product for, I can't get my words out. It's like a product for an advertisement or a placement, product placement. So you're kind of taking the product, doing something with it, saying, this is what this product does. Here's the link if you want to buy it. End of. That's the end of your agreement. And it's nothing in writing either. There's no, you're not tied to anything. And that's kind of like an influencer role. But then you've got influencers who will charge, and they will say, yeah, I'll show your product. I'll tell them it's brilliant, but you need to pay me per post. And I don't do that. And it's a bit of a controversial thing. A lot of people will say, but it's my time, so they're going to pay for my time. I feel that the minute you exchange money for a post, you have to say it's good. You can't take money to do a post and then say it's shit. So you can't be honest. So if I was to say, yeah, send me your acrylic, pay me £100 and I'll do a YouTube video, a TikTok video, and an Instagram video. And that'll be that. Awesome. However, people are then going to go and buy that product on my say-so when I don't really rate it. I just wanted 100 quid. That's not what I'm about. But that for some people is how they earn their money. That's fine with them. That's up to them. It's just not what I'm about. Then you've got like ambassador affiliate kind of roles. Some companies like to use the word term ambassador, some prefer to use the term affiliate. I've been both and they were the same. But some companies will make it very, very simple and they will just say, for example, Lacente, right? So Lacente, I'm technically an ambassador for, but I don't have any contract. I don't have any, I don't have to say anything or do anything. I don't have to do anything at all. It's just like there's a discount code and we earn, it's not normally money, it's normally like points from a discount code and then you get a discount. So you don't even earn anything really. In October, they've said we can earn a little bit of commission as a little thank you, but I'm not really fussed about it. I don't make anything from it. So we're not tied into anything. So that's the most laid back, chilled out sort of thing. Same with Glitter Planet, really chilled out, really laid back. And then you've got some companies who I'm not going to name because it's a little bit more of a negative experience for me. Oh, it's hard to like explain, but I've been in an ambassador role where there's a contract and you have to sign and agree to the contract. Only the contract is a little bit deceiving. So you get all excited and you think, wow, this is like a really well-known brand. This is like so popular and this is going to be amazing. I'm so excited. And it's only when you are putting all this work out and you have to put a lot of work out and it took a lot of time. And then you kind of realize that when you deep read into the contract, there's not small print, there's just bits that are very vague. And then you don't start receiving your commission. You don't start, do you see what I mean? And it's actually because, for example, oh, your discount code only actually works once when they use it, they can't use it again. What's the point then? If a company needs to do that, then it needs to be very, very transparent. It's not a problem if you know about it, is it? So there's been situations like that. There's also situations where, I mean, I've been treated like amazing. I'm an ambassador for Angel Crystals and we have an amazing business relationship and it's like nothing's too much trouble. They're so helpful, such a helpful organization, so helpful. Always at the end of a phone, just generally catching up, checking how I'm doing. And it's like, it's been an absolute pleasure to work with them for the last couple of years. Absolute pleasure. They've done so much for my career, yet asked nothing in return, demanded nothing in return. I've never been told I have to post. I've never been, in fact, I've been told you don't have to post. Listen, I'm not fussed. Just go with the flow, do what's natural. Don't force this, don't sell this. Like, do you see what I mean? So you've got two ends of the scale. I've been with a company that's given everything and really asked not a lot, which naturally made me work harder and better and love the product even more. And then I've been with a company who wanted a lot, but didn't give back as much and almost felt a little bit, I felt a little bit uneasy about it. Like there was a bit of, oh, I can't even explain it. It's really hard to explain. But when you're not told, well, for me personally, if I don't know something from the get-go and then I'm sort of told later on, yeah, it's always been like that. Did you not know? No, because it's not in the contract. It's not in black and white. So if it's not in the contract, how am I going to know at the end of the day? So you really need to read. And if there's something that seems, not dead certain, then you need to ask them and don't be afraid to ask them. Don't get caught up in this, oh my God, they've asked me to be an ambassador. Being an ambassador doesn't give you this like rite of passage, it doesn't do anything. Quite often, in fact, it can hamper you because when I became an ambassador, before I was an ambassador for anybody, my work was getting shared by big brands across Instagram and I was getting hundreds of thousands of views. And then when I became an ambassador, certain brands would then no longer share that work as inspo work because I was affiliated with other brands that were their competitors. So inadvertently, I shot myself in the foot because my growth on Instagram slowed down. It's really, really interesting. I was racking my brains about it. And it was just like, why is this happening? What have I done wrong? Well, you haven't done anything wrong. It's just now you're so tightly brand affiliated. The only people that are going to share your work are those brands. And they've got lots of ambassadors. So they might not get round to sharing your particular piece of work for 2 months or something. So with an ambassador role, what the company gets out of it is exposure, obviously. They get their product out there, and if they attach their product to the right person who has the right style for them, then it will fly. And it's really interesting how, like, I've sat back and watched one brand will take on lots of ambassadors, and some will get lost, and some will completely fly. I've also seen, and I'm not sure how I feel about this, is like it's Monday and all the ambassadors for a certain gel polish brand are swinging from the rooftops about how amazing it is. It's the best thing ever. Look at this I've done. Look at that I've done. I've used that brand. It's the best brand ever. It's amazing. Yay me! And then all of a sudden it's Tuesday. Uh-oh, there's been a scandal. Oh no, that brand's not the best brand. This brand's the best brand now. This brand's the best brand. Everybody buy this one now. I don't agree with that. I think that's real snidey because how can you say that one brand's the best and then really quickly just run away and go to another brand? Makes no sense to me. I've always been really open. If I've switched brands, I've always said, I'm trying this one now. I'm going to try this one. I'm going to have a look at it. I'm going to see if I like it better. But when you are switching brands just because that brand has got bad publicity, and basically you've looked back and gone, oh God, they're getting a bit of bad publicity. I don't really want to be associated with them. Oh, this one's the best one now. It's just like basically what you're doing is you're jumping onto whatever's trending because you want to make more money. But that's business. And I get it. And it's clever. But it's not honesty to your followers. That's just, I'm going to jump on whatever's trending and I'm going to kiss their ass because I want to be associated with that for my own personal growth and gain. But these poor followers who follow you round will then buy whatever you tell them to. And that, I don't like it. I really don't like it. I don't care that I've missed out on opportunities and I've turned brands down because of my moral compass. I've turned down like huge brands because morally I don't like the way they work, or maybe I just don't agree with the way I've been treated in the past. It's very interesting how, when you're a small influencer, very small, not even an influencer, but just a small piss in a pot, that no one wants to talk to you. I'm going to glug some coffee, hang on. So, when I was sat probably around a few thousand followers, just a handful, I remember approaching a brand, a very well-known acrylic brand, very, very popular, and she was just launching this brand around that time. So people were switching over and trying her product, and I had bought everything from her. I was like besotted. It was like a proper fangirl crush. And I remember messaging and saying, I know I'm not ready now, but I'd love to look into an ambassador role one day. Can you please tell me, like, what do you look for in an ambassador? Because I wanted to know what was required so that I could aim for it. That could be my goal. I'm very goal driven. I like targets and I like goals. And I just got ignored. And I thought, well, that's understandable. This person's really busy. I'll try emailing the office for some information because that's probably the best place to go. And I got ignored again. And I waited and waited months and months. I thought, well, no one's going to get back to me. And I just, it leaves you with a sour taste. I just thought, I'm obviously not that important right now. And then I hit a certain milestone on my Instagram, and my Instagram was growing rapidly. And all of a sudden, I had a message from that person. Hiya! How would you like to have a discount code for your followers and work with us, kind of thing? And I was like, oh my God, I was starstruck at that point. And I sat back and I thought, you wouldn't even acknowledge me a few months ago. No. And I did it because I thought, if that's the way people are treated, you'll be picked up and dropped like a handbag. Oh, I like that new handbag. Oh, it's got a scuff on it. I don't want it anymore. So I didn't. And I sat back and I saw the brand growing and I saw the influencers doing really well. And I thought, have I made a mistake? Should I have just sort of bowed down and done whatever you want me to do? No, because then I would feel like a mug, quite frankly. Then I would feel like I don't value myself, because it means bugger all in the long run. And to be fair, I don't even actually like working with that product very much, so I would have been working with a product I don't really enjoy working with. I found a product I'm comfortable working with. No, I don't earn bags of money. I don't care. I'm comfortable and my work is good. That's all that matters to me. And I think some people are cut out to be really ruthless, like ambassadors. They don't care if they're lying to followers. They don't care as long as they're making money. And then some people, it just doesn't sit right, and you have to believe in the product. And it may well be that brands that I didn't believe in, other people really, really do believe in. And as long as they do, that's okay. That's fine. Do you know what I mean? But I'm always going to be the one that will sometimes have a popular an opinion, unpopular opinion. Oh my God. Because I'll say it how it is. And I don't really care if I get someone's knickers in a twist. I'm just being honest. And there's not enough honesty nowadays. In this era of social media influencers, there's very little honesty, and it's all about product and sales. And I rely on my skill set to earn me money. So I earn money from teaching and from doing nails. And if I want to earn money from anything else, I have to believe in it. I have to want to really focus on it. If I don't believe in it, I'm not going to show it off. And that's that. And I think, so I know I've gone on a bit of a rant, but I needed people. I get a lot of students come to me with this dream of being an ambassador, and I have to be realistic about it. You need to really. If you're going to be an ambassador, don't just be an ambassador for a brand because it's popular. That doesn't mean it's good, and that doesn't mean they're going to treat you right. You need to be an ambassador for a product because you love it, and because you truly can't see yourself working with anything else. That's the real role. You know, you're supporting and promoting a brand that you truly think is amazing. And by all means, test it out. If they want you to be an ambassador and you've never used their product, that's sketchy. So it's worthwhile you saying, well, I don't even know your product. Send me some, I'll try it. If they don't want to, well, then that's up to them. But what the company get out of it is the promotion side of it. So they want you to want to work as well. They're going to incentivize it. They're going to give you product or a financial gain or a bigger discount. Just make sure that the work you're putting in is worth it. Like, if you have to force yourself to film something or do a post because you're not really using that product, but you just want to do the post, that's probably not the right product for you. But if you're naturally drawn to a product, when you work with it, you find it easy to work with, your results speak for themselves. That's the kind of product you want to be representing. But seriously, like, it seems so glamorous and it's not. It's a lot of work and it's a lot of stress. So I know people that work for well-known brands as ambassadors, and every month their sales figures are compared within the group. So if they don't hit a certain level, they feel like crap. Why do you want that stress on you? I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. The quality of life, if you get bogged down by that, the quality of life is crap. And then like once or twice a year, they'll have a get together and make you feel special because it re-energizes you. It's very manipulative. It re-energizes you. It makes you want to work harder. So you bust your balls even more. And just when you're at that stage of thinking, I can't do this anymore, there's another thing. There's a thing that gets you excited. It's the world of sales. It's no different to being a knocked door double glazing salesperson. Same thing. So just think about it. It's not all it's cracked up to be. That's the truth. And if you're going to want to work with a product, make sure it's a product you genuinely love. People will see right through it otherwise. You've got to really be honest. Like, I'm upfront about things. I was told in the past to be more subtle about my recommendations and to kind of sneak it in. Why? That's just like misleading people, isn't it? Why don't you just tell them, I use this all the time, it's bloody brilliant. If it's bloody brilliant. But then again, I guess some people lie, so people don't know who to believe. I just say it how it is. I think honesty is a rare commodity nowadays, so your best thing to do is be as honest as possible. Let's start a movement of honest ambassadors, honest reviewers, and not be like drawn to the shiny stuff. It's mad, isn't it? This world we're living in. It's absolutely topsy-turvy. I hope you've kind of gained some insight into an ambassador role. And trust me, every company will give you a different proposition as well. They're not all the same. There's no set standard. So just know that one company might really look after you and one might really drain you. And don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to stand up for what you believe in and say if something's not for you. I've been approached by a company recently. They wanted me to try some equipment and they actually said, please test it, take it for a good old test run, have a good look at it, try it in different circumstances, and then if you don't like it, tell us, because we want to know what we can do better. And that's before I've even shown it to anyone. That's the kind of company that you want to work with, that you should trust. A kind of company that's happy for you to tell them where there's fault in their product and where they will try and rectify that before you even mention it to anyone, because you're genuinely taking something for a test run and you're genuinely like looking at how useful it is. That's the sort of thing that needs to be done more, rather than someone sent me something so it's amazing. No, it's not. It's probably cheap shit. Let's face it, how many packages of cheap shit do you get sent as an ambassador? Even when you're a low-level ambassador or social media influencer, you get pummeled with low-quality goods. You have to be prepared to say, actually, it's a bit crap. Because sometimes it is. And people are going to go and buy that and use that on their clients. You need to be honest. Honesty is the best policy. That's what we've learned from today, chaps. Anyway, I guess I need some ideas for next week because I don't think I've got anything. So please get in touch and let me know what you want me to talk about next week. Hopefully it'll be something where I don't feel like I'm ranting. I'm so sorry again for last week. And until next week, tally bye!